Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for May 3rd, 2006. Routing signals between printed wiring board layers, part 2, an emissions example. I'm Doug Smith. This podcast describes in detail the technical tidbit for May 2006 at www.dsmith.org and is related to the part 1 of last month in April, where we talked about an ESD example for the same circuit board. Looking at the technical tidbit, the May one, you can see the first figure there is a plot of an emissions versus frequency. And the way this was done, the tracking generator of a spectrum analyzer was attached to this board, and then the antenna in an EMC chamber was attached to the input of the spectrum analyzer, and this frequency was just swept from 0 to 2.9 gigahertz. And you can see in the figure there, there's quite a difference between the two plots. I've overlaid them. They were two separate graphs, and I just sort of moved them together and put them on top of each other. And obviously, one's much higher and lots of peaks. And so the question is, what caused that? Well, looking at figure two, you can see the board that I used. It's a homemade board, similar, in fact, this the very same one as last month in April for the ESD example. And the method of construction was, as then, two SMA connectors, some 24-gauge telephone wire, insulated telephone wire removed from some twisted pair, to a 47-ohm load resistor. The two planes are shorted together by both the SMA connectors and the load resistors. One path stays completely on one side of the board. The other path spends a third of its life, about 10 centimeters on the other side of the board. And the paths are about 30 centimeters long. So how did that plot get generated? If you look at figure 3, you can see the top of a cardboard box. We didn't really have a good table to use that day, so we just put it on top of a cardboard box that was maybe on the order of a meter high or so. And that coax cable going off to the left went to the spectrum analyzer's tracking generator. And the little wire off to the right, you can see several little hooks on the ground plane I have there for attaching things to it. And there's just a 1 meter long test clip hanging off, just in case we generate some common mode voltage on the board that feels like driving cables as antennas. And in fact, the shield connection over the spectrum analyzer and that little white wire together, in fact, form something of an asymmetric dipole antenna, which in fact, it turns out, did radiate. So going back to figure one and looking at that plot, the lower plot that goes along there was the radiation profile of the path that stayed on one side of the board. Can't read very much into the absolute magnitude there because it depends on how I set the generator. The upper path with all the peaks resulted from the path that went down through the board and back up again. And the first peak shown there at 247 megahertz is almost just under 30 dB greater than the radiation from the straight path. And that's an amazing difference. EMC people all the time jump through hoops to get a few dB of difference and just to get under the limit. And here's something that made a 30 dB difference. There are a number of factors that can explain the additional radiation. One way of thinking about it is shown in figure 4, which was borrowed from the April technical tidbit where I used an ESD example. And there we can see there's an interplane impedance that the returning signal current has to flow through. And in the April tidbit, I talked about how to think of that as being due to a two-dimensional transmission line spreading out from the hole. And you can listen to that tidbit for more details. But nonetheless, we get an impedance across the ground-to-power plane. And that voltage then can drive the planes as an antenna. There's undoubtedly a small phase shift between the signal and its returning current going through the structure of the signal path going through the via and the returning interplane impedance. And that would certainly contribute to a common mode component to the signal current over the ground plane, which would radiate quite nicely as well. I don't have enough data here to know which of the various mechanisms are dominant here, but it's certainly clear that there's a huge difference in the radiation between these two paths on the board. My board simulates a four-layer stack up where I have signals on the top and bottom and a relatively wide 30 to 40 mil spacing between the planes. If the planes are closer than that, if you have a stack up where the planes are only a few mils apart between power and ground, and many are, then the interplane impedance is much less and the effect would be much less. And at these frequencies, if we had a 2-3 mil spacing, you might not see much additional radiation at all. Four-layer boards are very common, and we have to route from top to bottom, or generally you can't lay them out. So this is really a problem in four-layer layout, especially because, one, you have to do it, and two, there's generally a wide spacing between the ground and power layer. So what can I do about it? Well, one thing I could do, if I have to bring something like a clock from the top layer to the bottom layer, I might do it next to a bypass capacitor, because that may be the place where I'll get minimum impedance. At least one would hope so, depending on how good the capacitor is. However, maybe to reduce cost, what I should do is, if I have the flexibility to do this, take my via near an existing bypass capacitor rather than adding a new one. That might be a better way if that's practical. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you find it useful, and feel free to email me at doug@dsmith.org with any suggestions for topics or improvements or anything like that. So again, thanks for listening.